Ghostbusters.
Smear?
What is this? A slumber party?
Well, that's what we're here to talk to you about. Sir,
look, I don't want to hear anything about it. You've got 2 minutes. Make it good. First of all, Mr. Mayor, it's a great pleasure to see you again. And we'd just like to say that almost 50% of us voted for you in the last election.
I appreciate that. I'm just sorry we have to always meet under these circumstances.
Mr. Mayor, we're here tonight because a psychomagnetheric slime flow of immense proportions is building up beneath this city.
Psycho what?
Psychomagnetheric.
Big word.
Negative human emotions are materializing in the form of a viscous psychoreactive plasm with explosive supernormal potential.
Does anybody speak English here?
Your Honor. See, what we're trying to tell you is, like, all the bad feelings, I mean, all the hate, the anger, and violence of this city is turning into this sludge. Now, I didn't believe it at first either, but we just went for a swim in it, and we ended up almost killing each other.
This is insane. I mean, do we really have to listen to this?
Can't you stop your lips from flapping for 2 little minutes?
Lenny, have you been out on the street lately? Do you know how weird it is out there? We've taken our own head count. There seem to be 3 million completely miserable assholes living in the tri-state area.
Oh, please.
I beg your pardon, 3,000,001.
Hey.
And what Budgie Brain here doesn't realize is that if we don't do something fast, this whole place is gonna blow like a frog on a hot plate.
Yeah, right.
What am I supposed to do? Go on television and tell 10 million people they have to be nice to each other?
Being miserable and treating other people like dirt is every New Yorker's God-given right. Your 2 minutes are up. Good night, gentlemen.
You're making a big mistake, Mr. Mayor. The very news is a mistake. No, the Times is going to be interested in this, and you know the Post.
Whoa. Now.
Mere hide. Slime.
Times Square slimed.
Slime Square.
Slime
Square.
Fine. Now, before you go running off to the newspapers with this, would you consider telling the slime business to some of our people downtown?
Slime business. I'm interrupting what I'm doing on this particular podcast as I'm going through the chapters of Operation Mind Control, the limited edition, collector's edition that we published post the original Operation Mind Control that came out in 1978. The reason I'm doing this is because the timing and relevance of the chapters that I'm putting out right now are going to be relevant information for the general public to take a closer look at during the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. It's about to begin next week. Now, for some of you, you're not going to even be aware that any of this is going on. But hopefully, the people that hear this or have the ability to interrupt the current social patterns that they're running and personal patterns that they're running, to take time out and step inside themselves for a little bit and listen to the inner voice of you, the real person that occupies that body outside of your personality. That's the one I want you to listen to. That particular personality has a direct relation to the next biggest court case in human history. Now, many of you may hear that statement and gawk at it. What do you mean, human history? Well, what I'm referring to is the human history of the biggest kept secret in the world, which is the most valuable commodity on the earth to those that have stolen and hypothecated through the banking systems the greatest crime ever that's been ongoing for quite some time. This is going to be the subject of the Maxwell case in New York as it begins next week. Most of you are not going to see any of it. However, I'm hoping that a select few with courage, will investigate it and then delve deep within the chapters of what we've released here in the audio form of Operation Mind Control, the publisher's edition, as evidence to help you understand that this particular trial is the beginning of the end and the end of the beginning. But that's up for you to decide, the public, because you cannot count on anything within the system to stay stable as this trial begins. When Operation Mind Control, the researcher's edition, was published in the early 90s, I myself and colleagues that I was working with at that time to publish it knew that there was about, roughly, estimate, 500,000 children missing in the United States each year. And the federal authorities knew about it, complied with it, and didn't want to admit they did not have the manpower to track it and deal with it at that time. And that was in the early 90s, and that was just the United States. So, when Operation Mind Control came out in 1978, the original version, this was a bullet straight through the head of the powers that be. And you can imagine that there was some repercussions of that, and there was. There was a lot. There was a lot. However, it had to be done because the premise of that book was the culmination of child trafficking done on a scientific basis for not only harvesting the physical bodies and using them for ritualistic abuse and for the amusement and entertainment of the world's global elite that are above the law. It was about utilizing the entire body and soul of that child as a tool, a militarized tool, to be tested on, experimented on, for what we are going through right now in current culture. What we have today is the result of years and years and years of systematic abuse reverted on itself. So the abused are doing the abusing now. And they're doing out in the open, and they're getting away with murder. Now, in New York, the metaphor of the river of slime, well, that's for real. Because the Maxwell trial, though she's an underling and a completely small player in the biggest shitstorm the world has ever known, she's involved and knows the names of everybody that you've seen on late night TV smiling at you, your false gods of celebrities, your super wealthy elite controllers of culture and society in the banking community, the so-called royals, not just of England, but of anywhere, and the culmination of all of that into a little trial in New York City with one woman. So, Operation Mind Control was glamorized. It was put into tons of movies, and we never asked a penny for it. It was never about money. It was never about money, ever. This was such an important discovery and publication that came out that everybody involved that was aware of what was going on in the early 90s said, we can't do this alone. We need the public to help. It's up to them. It's up to you guys. Anybody that hears this. The length and depth of the problem is so intense. It's way past most of yours understanding. Now, I have always been independent. I have not married any network, news, or anybody else in the United States ever. I've been invited on multiple networks to have broadcasts and so forth, and I do interviews of sort on this subject matter. But right now, you're beginning to see the culmination of everything that we did from 78 through 90 into the early 90s. My business partner, Walter Bort, he passed away, and I took over all of his work and headed it in a different direction quite some time ago. Most of the work that I did that was public has been taken down offline. It's not even online anymore. A lot of it's been canceled out. Luckily, I have external hard drives with everything that I did, and people are going to see how and why it is that a country, the United States, that's fully under attack with advanced weaponry against it, that's been pre-installed through all the technical environments, married into the business of child trafficking and child abuse, which was the mechanism which gave them the technology of understanding behavior and its relationship to technology. You're going to see a little insider's view of that world from this trial. They're going to misdirect all of your attention away from this. However, while everybody is screaming in the streets about their right to exist and their right and freedom of choice of whether or not they're going to be injected or not, this trial is going to be taking place, and the public and powers that be are going to do their very best to avert you away from some other crisis that's bigger than they think this one is to you. Because they know you don't care about children. They know it. Because if you actually did, this problem would have been dealt with a very, very long time ago, but it's extremely difficult to deal with. And that will be illustrated in the following chapters that's going to come out in the next couple of days about child abuse and its effect inside the national security apparatus. National security and child trafficking are the same thing. It's not all about war, because war between bombs and technology between countries, that's relative, because the battlefield has always been the brain and the mind. And we are at the conjunction point of Slime Central in New York right now, just like from the movie. So please take time out to advertise. Most, if not all of you that will listen to this, are advertisers in some form. You've been forced into it. A lot of you have next to zero self-esteem, and you're spending most of your time advertising what you're doing in the form of social media and some kind of social impact. So you do that naturally. So may I suggest and offer a new idea, plan, is to put Ghislaine Maxwell's picture everywhere, everywhere on social media. I don't even like to call it social media, because it's not social media. It's a weapon that's been put inside of you, essentially. Nonetheless, if her picture is everywhere during the Christmas season, it is given all of you and everybody that ever gets a chance to hear this a chance to really have social justice, the real thing. Because if there's one thing that you're not going to see in this trial at all, is the victims, and I'm talking about the very young children, not the women that were in their 30s that all have lawsuits. I'm talking about the ones you never see or hear anything about. Those ones, you're never going to see them reunited with their families. You're never going to see pictures of them. You're never going to see anything. Because they know if the Band-Aid comes off and they see the blood, guts, piss, and shit of this situation right in your fucking face, that it's all over. The whole fucking thing. But, you know, most of you, it'll be Big Top Pee-wee. the NFL, ping pong ball, basketball, bullshit, dating, porn, scum, misdirection, all of that is going to try and lead you out of this. But I want to remind everybody that as this trial is set to go, it's up to you, the public, because you cannot count on any of your elected employees to do anything right, Democrat or Republican. They've all, most of them, sold out, and it's all over. Remember, we are the government. Govern thyself or be governed. That's it. That's not only for your physical body, but it's for your entire spiritual essence. So, one of the tactics to win in Operation 3.0 is the use of technology against technology. So, may I suggest again and emphasize that you use all of your ongoing advertisement of self and give the woman the trial of the century. And everybody know who this person is. Because the powers that be are going to misdirect you as best they can. So you don't pay attention to this. Because this is where the mess is going to begin. This type of stuff gets people killed. It ends governments. It silences people. People get paid off. And nobody wants to deal with it. You're not going to find any corporate whore reading a teleprompter that is doing so by choice. They're doing it because they're being told to do it, and they don't want any editorial opinion about it. And if they do have opinions about it, it won't be that our own government, which is not really our own government anymore, sanctions this, covers it up, is in the business of it, as is many others. But again, the emphasis and the people that are responsible for this, that have paid for this, that make it all possible, are the entities that control the banking cartels of this planet. And that's what it is, and that's what makes it the biggest trial of all time. So, please take time to advertise that everywhere. So, I want to leave you with something that all of you should remember. And I use illustrations in the term of acoustic because all of you were painted pictures of what ideas are in media, and a lot of you have neuroassociative memory associated with the media consumption that all of you have been bathed in since you were born, some more than others. So I want you to be able to listen to this piece, and all of you will recognize it, but let's do a neurolinguistic exercise right now. This next piece, I want you to imagine yourself that you are the primary voice in this. You're the actor's voice. And you're saying it to your friends, to your neighbors, to your internal dialogue and self, and to everybody around you. But imagine yourself doing it. Associate with the feelings that are being projected in this piece. If you don't know the difference between associative feelings and disassociative feelings, which many of you don't, because a lot of you, a good portion of you, are disassociated. Disassociated means that you watch from a distance an emotion instead of being in cohesion with it. Cohesion with it means you actually have the emotion while it's happening. You link to it. Dissociative is where you are not linked to it. You observe it. You separate yourself from it. So associate yourself with the feeling and then put yourself in first position to be the voice of this. And hopefully, as we proceed here in these chapters that are going to come out, the alternative media, which is fighting over space of this subject, but they won't talk to me because they know what happens then. Anyway, they'll have to deal with this in their own way. But the most important part that I want to emphasize from this is you individually, whether you're involved with this trial of the century or not, you've got to get involved right now, because this is the point of weakest of the powers of the bee that are currently doing what they're doing to us now. And I don't need to go into lengthy expose of what that is, because a lot of you already know. So please listen to this. Get yourself in a quiet position, or if you're in a car or wherever you may be, because this may not be coming out in real time. It's going to come out in a time which is best for you. What I'm suggesting here is that you stop what you're doing. Take a time out to address your breath. Listen to your heartbeat. Go inside listening to your internal dialogue. And then, if necessary, put this on pause or listen to it a couple of times. Go back and put yourself inside this lead actor's voice as if you are doing the talking. Okay. We'll take a 5 to 10 second moment here of silence to prepare yourself, and then we'll begin.
So they could own more lands, that I have to work for them.
Nor me.
All right, lads! I'm not dying for these bastards! Let's go home! William Wallace?
Can't be. No tall enough.
The Almighty says this must be a fashionable fight. It's drawn the finest people. Where is thy salute?
For presenting yourselves on this battlefield.
I give you thanks.
This is our army. To join it, do you give homage?
I give homage to Scotland.
And if this is your army, why does it go?
We didn't come here to fight for them.
Oh, the English are too many.
Come on! Scotland. I am William Wallace.
William Wallace is 7 feet tall.
Yes, I've heard. Kills men by the hundred. And if he were here, he'd consume the English with fireballs from his eyes and bolts of lightning from his arse. I am William Wallace. And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men. And free men you are. What will you do with that freedom? Will you fight?
Fight against that?
No!
We will run!
And we will live. Aye. Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your beds, many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
Give yourself permission to repeat that over and over and over in your mind as if you said it. Thank you.